Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. June 8, 2021. To love what the Creator loves. If we want to make our desire similar to the Creator, then we evaluate everything only according to one principle: everything that is for our own sake we hate, and everything that is for the sake of bestowal we love. Only in this light do we see the whole reality and not different colors and sounds. We do not care if they are pleasant or unpleasant, but what matters is whether it is bestowal or reception. If it is bestowal, then it is loved and attractive, and if it is reception, then it is hated and repulsive. And only in this form will I move from the screen on which I see this world to the screen of the upper world and begin to see reality in its true, correct form. From the World Kabbalah Convention from 10 to 1 June 4, 2021. My spirituality is revealed outside of me, Lesson 1. From 10 to 1. I am very happy with the beginning of the Congress from 10 to 1 because this is really the only thing left for us, to rise to the first spiritual degree. All spiritual degrees are based on the fact that from 10 we come to 1, and again from 10 to 1 at a higher degree. This is the ascent from degree to degree. Spiritual ascent is based on connection between people, which is the correction and reconstruction of the broken spiritual vessel, the correct connection in our common soul, Adam HaRishon. The Creator created this soul and then broke it, He gave it to us, to restore it so that it would become one again, from 10 to 1 or from many tens to 1 until we return to one whole. Let us hope that we will be awarded with achieving such a high development when we begin to feel this unity between us, which is called One. And in it, we will feel the Creator, the single force that created the whole basis for us, as a Kli, giving our desire the same qualities as its filling, the Creator. According to our preparation, we are very close to such a revelation, and we have no other goal, only this. After all, we see how much the whole world will need it, if not today, then tomorrow. And we will need to show them the way. We are the pioneers of the process of correction, so let's go one step further. I hope that this step will already be a practical revelation of the Creator within our connection, according to the equivalence of our properties. As the Creator is a giver, so we in our mutual relationship to each other will achieve a complete bestowal within which, according to the law of equivalence of form, the Creator will be able to reveal Himself. From the World Kabbalah Convention from 10 to 1 June 4, 2021. My spirituality is revealed outside of me, Lesson 1. How do we protect our children? Question. The International Day for Protection of Children has been held since 1925 in order to draw the attention of adults to the observance of children's rights, education, protection from violence, and the right for life. What does it mean to you to protect children? Answer. First of all, from parents. So that parents understand how to raise them. I also knew very little about it, although they tried to instill it all in me. I can feel how insufficient it is. How can you make a young couple who knows nothing and does not understand anything into people who know and understand everything when they have a child? This is a big problem. This is where we really have to do something with ourselves. Otherwise, our society, our humanity, will remain as miserable as it looks now. Parents need to know how to make a person out of this baby. First, you need to understand from the very first day what you want to give him, what he needs, and what he wants from you. This is a nonverbal connection, mental, spiritual, neural. The one that should be between the couple and the newborn. And then you need to give parents the necessary education, the nurturing they need to bring them up correctly. Everything that is necessary for two people who have a baby in their arms. Question. So it is actually a whole science to be a parent? Answer. Of course. And we do not prepare people for this. Therefore, We cannot say that we see among our babies, children, teenagers, girls, and boys as they grow, the people we could potentially see. It is all our fault. And then we start blaming them, scolding them, demanding from them, pushing them. This is not the way to do it. Then it is too late. We also need to make relations in the family, at school, on the street, everywhere a little closer. A child should not feel that these are completely opposite, different societies. It should all be homogeneous. Here it is necessary to change society as well. Comment: this is already the day of a unified society and not the day for protection of children. My response: this is the protection of children from society. This is actually our job, because otherwise our education will lead us to disaster. Everything you see in adults is everything done at an age when they were maybe a few months old or a few years old at most. International Day for Protection of Children is a good day if we agree to create an atmosphere for them, an environment that supports them and correctly formats them, turns them into a person, a good person, a kind, caring, and helpful person, a person who wants to help and accepts help from others. There should just be an even kind attitude toward everyone. Question: and this is the merit of parents and society only? Answer: yes. And then we will be able to see how everything really changes. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, May 27, 2021. Michael Leitman, on Quora: would a new government mean a profound shift for Israel? A profound shift for Israel would mean remedying the tensions and divisions in Israeli society, which have been getting out of hand recently, and I doubt that the new government is capable of impacting such a shift. The new government is an assemblage of politicians who each pull in their own direction, and who are unwilling to make the necessary concessions for the sake of uniting Israeli society. They have formed their current bond against a common foe. After they get their way for now, we can expect them to each soon return to pursuing their individual interests instead of setting them aside in favor of unity. However, while a new government cannot be expected to bring about a profound shift for Israel, we would be wise to view Israel's current turbulence as a timely situation that can serve to change our outlook on Israel and its future. We, the people of Israel, have but a single virtue on which our success or failure depends. It is our unity. If we calibrate ourselves to unite above our divisions and tensions, then we set foot on a positive path of development. By aiming at positively connecting to each other above our deepening rifts, we awaken the support of a positive unifying force dwelling in nature to hold that unity together. Without any unifying inclination among each other, then we also get no support for unity, and our ties then loosen and break. Moreover, our path to unity is not contingent on the government and politics, and should not be viewed as such. Rather, unity should emerge from the people. It requires recognizing the basis for our divisions, that our very nature is egoistic, that is, we each seek to benefit ourselves at the expense of others. And instead of letting this ego lead us into conflicts and other outbursts, we would be wise to look deeper into why we always encounter crises, and why we never seem to overcome our divisions. Also, if we haven't already, then we need to wake up to the world's attitude toward us. On one hand, we supply the world with much innovation by way of technology, medicine and science. But on the other hand, the attitude toward us becomes increasingly negative and hateful. The more divided we become, the more the world frowns upon us, and it is not far-fetched to think that it could lead to our isolation. The great clouds forming over us are in order to make us realize that we will have no other option but to unite. Any motion we make in the direction of our unity, even if it is a single thought of our need to unite, will act positively toward such an end. While negative emotions are ablaze toward us, and between us, we should view this situation as the chance of a lifetime, that times of change are upon us, and if we want that change to be positive, We should take the initiative to start implementing relations of unity above division using the method of connection that was made for uniting us, and leading us, to a harmonious existence. Based on a meeting with a team of writers and Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on June 3, 2021. Written, edited by Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. From the land of Canaan to the land of Israel. Question. Before the land of Israel was called Eretz Israel, Eretz from the word Ratzon, desire, Israel, Yasharakel, straight to the Creator, it was called Canaan, from the word Anna, to belittle oneself. What exactly does a person belittle? Answer, belittling is a preliminary quality that must be present on this earth, in this desire. In order for the desire to become directed toward bestowal, love, and connection, it must go through the state of Anna, the suppression of its egoism. The preliminary stage of the suppression of egoism, its preparation for higher altruistic actions is called Anna or Canaan. Before a person enters the land of Israel, he must lower his egoism. Therefore, at first, this piece of land was called Canaan and then it became known as the land of Israel. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, May 21, 2021. New Life 1307. Why it is difficult for men and women to communicate.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Leitman. Hello, doctor can't hear you, sorry.
Hello.
Hello, Yael Shadarel. And today we are going to talk to Dr. Leitman about connecting communication between men and women. This is probably the most difficult thing that we're dealing with in life, and we'd like to learn a few new things on our way to a better life. Be with us, Yael, please. Yeah, men and women, these are two completely different creatures. They speak a different language. They behave differently. They communicate differently. And there are many misunderstandings between men and women. Many comedies and, you know, funny skits were made about this, but when you have that at home, it's not funny at all. So, on this show, we'd like to understand what are the characteristics of male communication, the characteristics of female communication, and how to create a communication that connects between men and women, how to create better understanding between the sexes. And just to mention to our viewers that possibly we'll use stereotypes, but it is clear to all of us that we're talking about a sequence where on the one hand you have the classical, so to speak, man, on the other side, the, so to speak, classical woman. But, you know, we're on this, you know, everything happens in between. So, if it'll sound a bit, if you'll hear stereotypes on the way, so we beg your pardon. So the question is, what is the female and what are the male communication characteristics?
The style of communication is completely different, we know that. We also know that the form in which a woman depicts to herself the world, connection, everything is completely different form, emotionally, mentally. She can't be like a man, and a man cannot be like a woman. They were created in completely different ways that they're supposed to complete each other into the picture of the world. But the world can be depicted as existing only under the condition that there is the correct connection between a man and a woman as two halves that understand how much they are limited, each in his half. And as much as they understand that without connection above the differences, they're unable to create, depict the proper picture of the world.
What is the limitedness in the male and female styles of communication?
The limitation is that one cannot understand the other from his own nature, meaning me as a man, I cannot understand a woman. I can't understand her. And a woman cannot understand a man. Rather, we have to rise above the picture and the attitude of each towards life and accept the other in such a way that he or she exists with his depiction of the world, with his picture, with his own relation and attitude, sensation, with everything. And then, only then, can we, in mutual understanding, try to complete each other, but this completion, it doesn't really happen in this world, only in a spiritual way.
Well, the word is that men are more rational, women are more emotional, that a man needs more space, air, you know, many times he needs to breathe, and a woman sees it as something like that he's becoming aloof, strange, moving away from her. A woman needs to talk more about her emotions, about their relationship. A man is more business-like and concrete, and maybe you can depict the communication style of men versus that of women.
You said it in two words, and it's beautiful, and it's correct, that a woman is more emotional, and a man is more concrete. And this is how they see the world and demand from the world a special form.
You said that the things said by the woman are not understood by the man, and the other way around too.
We live together for thousands and thousands of years, and we feel and understand, and each of us is included in the other. And here there is more of a challenge for a man than a woman, because a woman is also giving birth to the masculine side. She takes care of him, so she understands from inside the masculine side. She can and is more inclined to compromise, and it's coming out of her nature that she wants this connection. A man is more of an opposite, that he doesn't want the connection. It seems to him from the beginning that this connection limits him, and he wants to run away. And he sees the masculine behavior as somebody who's above and is important. He shows her that he doesn't need her, as if he doesn't need her, although he's very, very connected to her, dependent on her like on a mother. And this is how we exist.
And how should a woman relate to the man's response? What should she tell herself so that life will flow in a good way, in a good direction, so that things won't fall because of the differences?
She needs to be a quarter of herself as a mother, a quarter
Yoda,
a girl, and a quarter of her a woman, and a quarter of her also as a man.
Can you explain that, please?
She needs to be included of all these things, and she's included from the side of nature. Literally included.
So it naturally exists? These four quarters exist in her naturally?
Yeah, more or less. I said it in a very rough way, but woman can also include in herself according to her structure in these things, because she gives birth to men and women and takes care of them and brings them up in life. So she has it.
And the man?
However, men don't have it. He was born a baby, a boy, a young man, a little man, and he remains this way. He doesn't give birth, so he doesn't change. He doesn't need to take care of kids or his kids, as if according to nature. So he as if doesn't change. He's a very limited creature. So honestly, we can't demand too much of men.
Okay, what I'd like to ask is, when a woman speaks to me, how much of what she wants to convey to me am I incapable of understanding, grasping my limitation from 0 to 100? How limited am I?
No, I can't. But I will tell you that it's a very, very large limitation and impressive how much we as men are blocked. I would even say stupid. We don't understand the wealth of emotion in the inner world of a woman.
Can a man do something about it?
In an external way, he can act as if he feels and understands and is considerate, but it's externally, which also is important.
Going back to childhood, we see that boys and girls, they get along fine when they're little. They don't even feel the difference between the sexes. And they mutually understand each other. When do these things start evolving?
I think from a very young age. We aren't aware of it. But after a year or two, we already begin to see all sorts of forms of differences in behavior between boys and girls, the relations between them, inclinations towards different games.
What allows them to communicate with one another in a good way that for us it's much more complicated? Why does the difference grow?
Okay. For kids, it's in games. After 2-3 years, let's say. So there aren't really inclusive games between boys and girls. Everybody's in their corner with completely different games. We understand it. And this is how it continues throughout life, practically. Rather from lack of choice, we are forced to deal together in the family.
Up until now, we mainly talked about the natural differences between the male versus the female style of communication. Now I'd like to ask, what is the key for good communications between the sexes? We understand what the difference is. What's the key for good communication between the sexes?
I think that first of all, we need to understand them, these sexes, genders, not to try to bring them into connection by force. We need to make such areas where they can connect between them in any fashion and form that they feel necessary, and not that we put them face to face and obligate them and to connect.
Now you've described an educational process that accompanies boys and girls throughout their childhood, youth, until adulthood, right? So not to push them at each other forcefully, but to teach them the innate differences between the sexes and to gradually find a place where they can connect. So gradually to find the field where they can connect, what should be the central principle that you have to keep so that the connection will be good, that they'll complete each other? And we talked a lot about completion. So what's the principle upon which completion can be based on?
The mutual lack in each other.
Meaning?
Meaning the common deficiency, one in another.
Which means what?
That each side will want to be connected to the other because you'll feel that there is benefit to be connected in the other side because there is a clear benefit in life.
So that's the starting point. We understand we want to get along, live together.
It's also a question, but in this example you can explain what I mean. If we want a house, that a man will receive what he doesn't have when mom is not there for him anymore. So he's willing to give and perform for the woman whatever she needs, and a woman. Because time has passed where she can play with dolls and she wants something more serious, but then she's willing to be in this family environment.
And still we see that it doesn't work in many homes. What principles can you teach us in order for us to be able to build a good communication in a relationship?
We don't develop men as men and women as women. We pay attention, for example, to sports. Why should a woman be dealing in sports, which is a exclusively male inclination? And we teach her these women we teach them to really be like a sportswomen, like men. The same anywhere else. Meaning that even in professions and anywhere else, we as if want to create a competition between these two genders in behavior and in dress code and all sort of things, whatever is not natural for a woman, for her to overcome it and show everyone that she is no less than a man.
Do you think the competition is later expressed in their relationships?
Of course. We don't even distinguish between men and women, that each has to be in their own corner.
Why is the separation so important?
In all nations, in all cultures, there was in the home a part of the women and a part of the men. And they didn't really intermingle between each other. Today, in our world, now we are confused and obligate them to be really together all the time in a common space. And I see in it a place for conflict.
Okay, so your mind disputes. I want to. There's something that really characterizes the incorrect connection between the sexes. Suppose a man did something inconsiderate, completely inconsiderate. The woman, instead of directly telling him that he did something that was inconsiderate, she gets mad and frowns. No, he doesn't understand the frowning. How, in such a situation, do we create a connection between them that will lead them to a state of connection instead of estrangement?
They need, first of all, get used to talk about everything openly. Because a woman thinks that all of these signs that she's doing and the frowns are so obvious and so clear. How does he not understand it? And why does he not react? So he doesn't react. I will do more. And the man doesn't have no idea what is going on. If she was able to clothe in a man, then she would feel how much he is not even there. Is that present in what she wants to communicate to him, to give him, to pass to him an emotion? And the man continues. There are lots of jokes about it. Stories. So we need to learn, study the world of a woman and the world of a man. And in this way, to try to bring them closer.
You said that first of all, they have to talk about everything openly. Can you give us a practical exercise of how can we learn to talk about everything openly?
Whatever you feel, speak out loud.
What do you mean? You
see,
I don't even understand what you just said.
Whatever you have for her or against her, you need to really communicate it openly.
The verbal thing, is it essential?
Otherwise, nobody understands one another. After many years of living together, then somehow each understands the other, and even then, not really.
But wait a second. When I think about what you just said, you said everything that you have in her favor or against her, you should get used to saying it out loud.
Not even to her. You as if speak it out into the air.
Not to tell her directly.
You speak it out loud, but you speak it into the air.
She should hear? Won't you get offended?
You will see how much you need to be in communication with her.
Meaning what?
So for her to see how much you're offended, how much you're thinking about her one way or the other, that you like this or this you don't.
And what will it give her if I share all these things with her?
It will give her a lot of material to act towards you back. Imagine that she receives a lot of material for life, a lot of fuel.
I have to find this out so I won't have problems later on. Before I share what I share with her, if I understand correctly, I simply have to speak out.
Why do I need to be closed inside? This is my partner, a man and a woman, and the divinity is between them. We are like one body. We're only built differently, that I want to connect to her in a form of connection that is as if we are as one body.
But I'm discontent with a million different things.
Gradually, you will communicate these things, and she to you. In this way, after a few years, you will agree, understand, feel, you'll get used to one another.
So you're saying that openness is like the first step?
For sure.
Are there certain things that we have to do for each other? Like, you know, there is a saying that if you tell her nice things...
I don't agree with it. It's a lie, you need to use it in order to somehow bring us closer. But really, the correct form is for us to be open and to be closer, to reveal towards each other whatever is in our heart.
While you're speaking, I got 100 questions here from our viewers that are asking just one thing. How to correctly sound what you have to say without offending the other person, because we're all critical. Look, I have criticism about everything. If you ask me what's my opinion on something, you'll get a report on it. So if I pour this on her head, she'll just get offended and shut down.
Yeah, so don't do it all at once.
So precisely, what do I have to do? How do I begin surfacing it?
You need, out of love, from the necessity to communicate between you, for the family and the kids to come closer to each other in such a way that you open your heart and she opens her heart, and you speak directly whatever is inside of you and whatever is inside of her, but carefully and gently from love and the necessity for connection.
So up until now you said three things. First of all, acknowledge that a man's a man, a woman's a woman, and they don't understand each other, that this is the basis for everything. After that, be open with each other in order to allow communication.
Gradually, open gradually, gently, from the light to the heavy, and then you'll see that it is possible.
What atmosphere should there be between the spouses?
An atmosphere that more and more you open up to each other, to that degree, to such a degree that between you there is really a coupling, molding, the correct molding into one another, in the opposites, between opposites.
That's beautiful. Unfortunately, our time's up. We'll talk about this more in our future shows, but still, until we meet again, how should we correctly relate to each other to get the right kind of communication between the sexes, for us to merge together?
That you place your car on park.
Handbrake.
On the parking brake. So first of all, you pull up the handbrake, both on you and on the lady. And then gradually you begin to release it throughout several years. That's it.
Dr. Leitman, we want to really thank you, and we'd love to talk about this again. Until next time, wish you all the best. Thank you, Yaed. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.
The name of the Creator. Question: when do I reveal the name of the Creator? During a descent or during an ascent? Answer: every state I am in is made of a desire to receive and the light that fills it. Their coupling, that is, the vessel filled with the light, is called the name of the Creator. The name of the Creator is a state I attain, and I call the Creator by a certain name according to that state. The fact is, he always remains at Smuto. He himself. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 24, 2019. Correction under the influence of external forces. Question: if the time has come, and at this stage of development, all of humanity should be connected in sensation, for example, at level 38, and they are connected at level 36. Then are these two missing steps activated and some external force begins to correct? Answer: if we do not work inside ourselves enough at the level of sensation, then external forces are activated that carry out this work, although, of course, it is of poor quality, since it is performed without our desire, and not at our behest, at our will. Therefore, we will have to go through a very long period of suffering, realizing their meaning, and correcting them. This is a very bad, long journey. And if we understood and knew how we should act in order to get closer to each other, then any small negative impulse from nature would push us, and do all our work. Question, that is, at the level of forces and intentions, correction can take place in a split second, and if this already manifests itself in the matter of our world, then it can drag on for years, hundreds and even thousands of years. Answer, yes, this is what we see in history. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, May 14, 2021. To reveal not the Creator, but His greatness. Question, suppose, someone gave me a cup of coffee and naturally I can enjoy it to a certain extent. But if I could somehow magnify in my own eyes the one who gave it to me, then could the pleasure be endless? Answer, depending on who gave it to you. It could be either an English queen, or some great sage, or some man of art. It depends on what you appreciate. Question, and if I do not appreciate that queen? Answer, then it would be just a cup of coffee to you. Question, and how does it happen with the Creator? Answer, it is the same with the Creator. It depends on how you demand from him, whether bestowing to him is a reward for you. In that case, even if you do not want to receive but only to bestow upon him, it will already be a pleasure for you. Question, but how can you magnify him? Answer, if you want the Creator to be important to you, you must ask him to reveal to you not himself, but his greatness, because if he reveals himself, you will enjoy the fact that the Creator is already in front of me, that he has come to me. But if you begin to seek him in order to be able to bestow upon him, then you will only ask him for the importance of his property of bestowal and love, and not himself. Question, even if I do not know who he is? Answer, you do not have to know. You will even be afraid of him revealing himself because it will immediately enslave you and you will not be able to get away from it. Therefore, you have to ask not that he himself will be revealed, but his importance. From Cab TV's Spiritual States.